Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're joined by Newton Head Boys Wrestling Coach R.J. Brown. And R.J., thanks for chatting with us. You wrapped up the regular season recently here, and kind of your thoughts as the season's over and you look forward to district.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good year for us. You know, we've started to elevate our level and we're competing real good. Got a lot of tough competition, kind of amped up our competition level this year. A little bit from previous years. So, you know, they wrestled real well for the most part. We had a little, some lows, but, definitely kept focusing on getting better every day and the process throughout the season.
Yeah. I think we talked before and you said you started out a little slow and thought maybe you might have gotten a little put too much on them, I guess, or something at first.
Yeah. I mean, I think we threw too much technique out at first. But we're starting to put things together and really start to make it more specific to our kids, which is kind of the game plan for this time of year anyways. So they're starting to drill their stuff and get better at their best things.
Yeah. So have they progressed as well as you thought they would?
Yeah, I mean, it's just all about process for us and seeing improvement throughout the year, and we definitely have improved. We're competing with high-level guys. Whereas last year, you know, we had a lot of potential and we were kind of in that phase of just trying to get to the competitive level, and now we're starting to compete and wrestle tough against some good guys.
We've talked before, you said you're able to do some of that mind training that you talked about once you got one of your assistants wrapped up his middle school duties over there. You think that kind of elevated things?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big key in helping our consistency, and that's kind of been an issue for us is we're not as consistent as I'd like us to be. We're kind of up and down, and so that's helped level us out and get us in the right mindset. It's not perfect yet, and it's definitely still something we're in the process of trying to get better at, but it's definitely made a difference and helped our kids just be more consistent and wrestle at a high level more often.
Now, the district assignment is Carlisle. So you got Carlisle, Des Moines East, Des Moines North Hoover, Ottumwa-Pella, Southeast Polk, and West Des Moines Valley. Your assessment of that district?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, obviously. You know, having Southeast Polk in there, they take all or most of the spots, one of those spots to qualify. Carlisle's got some real top-heavy dudes, too. They've got some real legit dudes, several guys that compete for a state title. But, you know, as I look through this district, you know, all those teams are tough. I mean, even Pella was no slouch this weekend. They kind of took it to us. Valley's got some good standout kids as well. Ottumwa's always tough. You know, everyone in there. East is pretty tough as I started to kind of look through them. We don't see them very often, really at all throughout the year. So kind of just looking through them. But I feel good with how we've wrestled and who we've wrestled with being in our conference. I think we're pretty well prepared for a lot of the high level competition, and just excited to see, you know, how they wrestle.
I know Kent Montgomery's been doing a good job for you. He's going to kind of have a target on his back, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a real solid kid and wrestles real hard, and he'll have a tough kid from Southeast Polk, freshman, in his bracket, and so I think he's going to be excited to look forward to that match and hopefully get an opportunity to wrestle him. But, you know, it's all about getting to the state tournament, and that's what we're focused on, yeah.
What are some of the other wrestlers that I know? Nick Milburn's had a pretty good year. Aldama's had a good year, mm-hmm. too, as well.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to tell with just from preliminary looking through things and some of the guys we don't know who they are, who they've wrestled, things like that. You know, we've got a lot of good guys that can compete and get after it, and the guys you said are definitely up there, have a real good chance to do that.
What about your seniors you're going to be letting go here this year? What are your thoughts on how they've helped the program?
Yeah, you know, Caden has really evolved since his freshman year, not just in his wrestling, but in his mindset. You know, I was telling Troy Hyde this weekend that on Tuesday, he was winning 10-0 and got himself pinned, and that's kind of been the theme for him this year, is he's been up big and stops wrestling and gets put to his back and pinned. But you know, freshman year Caden would blow up and you wouldn't be able to talk to him for a while. And, you know, senior year Caden, it was within 2 minutes. We had a coach talk to him. I went and talked to him, and he was right in the right mindset and understood why we made the decision to cut and all that in that match. And so he's definitely kind of epitomized what our mindset training has done for kids. Chevy Langston is a real competitor. He's whatever he does, he works hard at, and he doesn't always get the starts and things like that. And whether it's football or wrestling, he's just always kept a real good mindset. And I've always said if I could have 35 Chevys with the mindset, I would be happy with that, just because he is a worker. James, definitely a hard worker too. He makes the most out of all his circumstances, and every opportunity he gets, he just goes at it, and has actually been a real good surprise leader for us this year. Really sets the example with doing things the right way and always consistently doing things the right way. Kerry is a tough kid that, you know, hasn't had a lot of varsity opportunity throughout his 4 years, but when he has, he's always willing to step in and help our team out. He always pushes our top guys and helps them get better. And so he's definitely hard nosed, and I've really enjoyed having all these guys, having Connor back from Grinnell. We had him his freshman year, and then he went to Grinnell for 2 years and came back this year. So it's been nice just to have a brawler in there and hard worker, and kind of epitomized, you know, just being tough, dealing with a real bad shoulder injury, showing like how to fight through it and things like that. So he's been a real good example.
Yeah, a lot of times it's, you know, the kids that don't get all the spotlight that can, you know, kind of show the others, you know, the hard work and the dedication, and sometimes provide a little levity too, which is sometimes needed.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what these guys have done. And, you know, this group hasn't had a lot of varsity experience, but like you said, it's just they have kept their head down. They've worked hard. They've helped other people get better, and they've made the most of their opportunities when they've gotten a chance.
Well, RJ, we appreciate your time again. Best of luck at districts, and hopefully we'll see some wrestlers advance on to state.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited, and hopefully we can get a bunch through.
Definitely. RJ Brown joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. He is the head coach for the boys wrestling team here at Newton High School.